Hi there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and lightworker from Pitbull. You know, your mindset is critical to you achieving your goals and dreams. And if you want to achieve a big dream and a big vision, then you've got to have an unstoppable mindset. Now, I've had the pleasure of spending quite a bit of time with some really unstoppable multimillionaires and highly successful individuals. And I can give you 10 characteristics that you can adopt in your own life. It's just shifting your mindset and your behaviors that is key to you achieving the same results as any other highly successful multimillionaire or billionaire in the world. So when you adopt these characteristics, which you can start doing straight away, simply by making the intention that you're going to embody and embrace and start taking on these characteristics, you will get way different results in your life. I guarantee it. So to be unstoppable, here are 10 characteristics that you can start to embrace and integrate into your life to get way different results. The first one is to have a big vision. So anybody who achieves anything, it always starts with an idea or a vision. So it's really important that you have a vision for your life and a vision for the legacy that you want to leave and the impact that you want to make. Because when you are making an impact for others, you will have a more unstoppable mindset. When you have something in your mind that you want to do to help others, it's actually much more inspiring than something that you just want to achieve for yourself. So definitely have a vision for you, but also have a vision for the difference that you want to make in the world. And make sure you blend these two together when you put together your goals and your dreams for achieving this amazing vision for yourself. Number two is resilience. It's so important that you are able to overcome the challenges, the setbacks, the failures that you are going to inevitably experience. It is inevitable. Nobody achieves an amazing vision or goal or dream without experiencing setbacks and failures. It's a part of the process. So embrace your setbacks and failures as learnings and know that you've got to be resilient to be able to get back up when you get knocked down. You know, I have this story about there's a property just up the road from us that I walk the dogs past every single day. And in front of that property, there are these beautiful palms that they cut down. And I think they're like pineapple palms or something. They look like a pineapple. But they've got quite a thick base and they ground them down. When they chop them out, they ground them right down. So they're actually below the level of the grass. Do you know that there are little tiny palm leaves sprouting out from those ground down stumps? Nature is incredibly resilient. It doesn't struggle. It doesn't make things hard. But when it comes up against adversity, it is incredibly resilient. It has one thing that it has to achieve, and that is to grow, to expand, and to thrive and survive. And while it is still alive, while there is still life in anything in nature, it will do whatever it can to survive and grow and thrive. So it's really important that you are resilient. And this doesn't have to be something that's hard, but it does have to be something that you embody and be resilient to overcome those setbacks. Number three is to have a positive focus. A glass half full kind of attitude. If you come with a negative focus and a negative attitude, man, you're never going to achieve anything, let alone some really big vision for your life. It's really important that you bring a positive focus, that whenever you see a setback or a challenge, that you're able to turn your head, give your head a positive outlook and go, what's the learning here? What's the blessing? What can I take away from this that's going to help to fuel my success and not be all down and depressed about it? So it's really important that you have a glass half full kind of attitude, or I like to have a glass overflowing attitude most of the time. But whatever it is, it's a positive focus. You get what you focus on. When you have a positive focus, you will get positive outcomes. Number four, a service mentality. So in order to bring money in, you've got to be solving a problem for somebody. If you want to create great wealth, You need to be solving a problem for a lot of people. So in having this service mentality, in going, well, what's a solution that I can provide to a problem that people are experiencing in the world, and serving those people and giving them a solution, you are setting yourself up for massive success. So having a service mentality is so, so important. Number five, authenticity. It's really important that you are showing up fully, completely, wholly, true to you, because we have so much transparency in the world right now. If you're not being authentic, people will know straight away. They will just get it. They won't trust you and they won't want to buy from you because they know that you're not being authentic. Now, the thing is that in society these days, we have a lack of authenticity in general. Our multinational corporations really don't care about us. They just want to sell us their stuff, and they will do anything in order to do that. There is very little authenticity in their advertising, in their marketing campaigns, and this is why it is so refreshing. And when you turn up as authentically you, you will be magnetic to people who really want to the solution that you have to their problem. They will just want to buy from you because they know that you're authentic. They will get it straight away. So that's number five, is to be authentic. Number six is to have a possibility mindset. So when you see challenges and problems, it's thinking about the solution to those problems. It's being solution focused rather than being stuck in the problem. So every time you see some sort of a hurdle or a challenge or something that you have to overcome, it's seeing the possibilities, knowing that there are multiple solutions to your problem. You just have to find them, and that you see possibilities everywhere. The thing is that when you have a vision, possibilities will present themselves, but you need to have the right mindset to be able to see those possibilities show up, to be able to analyze them and assess them and know which possibilities and opportunities you can take advantage of to get you closer to your dreams. So it's having a possibility mindset, seeing the opportunities and knowing which ones to take advantage of when they show up that is truly, truly important. Number seven is belief. It's really important that you believe in your vision, that you believe in your ability to achieve your vision, because you will experience setbacks, failures, disappointments along the way. Challenges and problems are an inevitable part of your journey toward your goal. But when you believe in your ability to achieve absolutely anything and to overcome any challenge that comes your way, because you are bigger than any problem you will ever face. That is the way the universe works. And when you know this on a really deep level, you are unstoppable. Self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence are the biggest issues that stop people from achieving their dreams. So just imagine for a moment that you have complete confidence and belief in your ability to achieve your dream. You'd be unstoppable, wouldn't you? Exactly. Now, it doesn't mean that if you don't have that right now, that you're not going to be able to achieve your goal and dream, because the reality is we all have self-worth, self-esteem, and self-confidence issues to varying degrees. But you can build your belief, your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and your self-worth by doing the right things, by being aware of the thoughts that are going on that are telling you that it's not safe, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve it, and by changing those for positive, supportive beliefs that do build your self-confidence and self-worth. And of course, using tools like emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping, and other transformative mindset tools that absolutely put you in the right headspace to believe in yourself, to believe in your vision and your ability to achieve it. Number eight is a tenacious drive for constant and continuous improvement. Any highly successful person is constantly doing some form of personal development. They're looking to improve their lives. They're looking to improve their results, and they're looking to improve themselves and their situation. So this drive for constant and continuous improvement is essential to you achieving your big vision. Make sure you foster that, and every single day do something to improve your life and your results. Number nine is flexibility. Yes, you can put together a strategic action plan, but the thing is, you are not going to know exactly how this is going to turn out. Keep your vision locked solid in your mind at all times. Know where you're going, but be prepared to be flexible in your approach, in the actions that you take, in perhaps changing your strategic action plan when things shift and change, when problems arise, when challenges occur. These things will make you change your approach, and it's important that you are flexible to doing that. If you stay rigid and solid, it's just going to break you in the end. So make sure you're flexible. And number 10 is to be relentlessly proactive, to be taking inspired action every single day toward your goals and dreams. You can't just take action for a couple of days or a week or a few days in a month and expect to get closer to your vision or your goal. It is relentless, inspired action that will get you to where you want to be. This is essential. So put together an action plan and make sure that you are taking 3 to 5 actions every day to get closer to your goals. So these are 10 characteristics and action steps that will make you absolutely unstoppable. Study them, embrace them, think about how you can integrate them into your everyday life. And you can't just take them all on board all at once, but start to focus on these things and see how they can help to improve your results and help you to achieve so much more than you can even possibly imagine for yourself. You have greatness inside of you. You just need to have the right mindset and take the right action to unlock that greatness, to be the best that you can possibly be, and to live life on your terms. If you've enjoyed these 10 tips and you are ready to really achieve great things and take action toward achieving your vision and your dreams for yourself, then why not join the Pitbull community at pitbullmindset.com. I have some terrific gifts for you over there when you join my community, and I'll share with you tools, information, techniques, and strategies that will help you be the best that you can be and to live life on your terms. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care and have an exceptional day.